I am Maria Garcia de Fleury. On December 12th, we celebrate that in 1531, the Virgin Mary appeared to a 57-year-old Indian named Juan Diego four times between Saturday, December 9 and Tuesday, December 12, 1531. In the first appearance, Juan Diego was heading to Tlatelolco on the outskirts of present-day Mexican City, specifically to Tepeyac. She presented herself as the mother of the true God and commissioned him to ask the bishop, who was a Franciscan named Juan de Zumárraga, to build a church on the top of the hill where they were. The bishop did not believe him. Our Lady appeared again that same day to Juan Diego. The next day, Juan Diego returned to see the bishop, who asked him for evidence to confirm what he said. That same day, Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared to him for the third time and told him that they would see each other the next day, December 11, and would give him the required signal. On December 11, Juan Diego could not reach Tepeyac because his uncle, seriously ill, asked him to bring a priest because he was dying. Juan Diego went to look for him, but in order not to meet Our Lady, he went another way. However, Guadalupe appeared in the way and told him not to be anxious because his uncle was well and said, "Why are you worrying? Am I not here because I am your mother? The important thing is that you comply with what I told you." Juan Diego obeyed. He climbed the hill of Tepeyac, where Our Lady told him he would find a robe of red roses to take to the bishop. Although it was December and it was very cold, the roses looked beautifully. He cut them, wrapped them in his cloak, and went to the bishop's house. In front of him and other people, he opened the cloak and let them fall. Inexplicably, the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe was printed on the fabric that wrapped the flowers. The bishop immediately knelt down and ordered to build a temple on the top of Tepeyac Hill. Upon returning home, Juan Diego found his uncle healthy and full of life. The uncle told him that Our Lady had visited him and had asked to be called Guadalupe. Juan Diego's mantle made of maguey fiber, a very fragile material, has miraculously remained in good conditions for almost 500 years. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on Juan Diego's tilma is a codex. This is very interesting because a people that does not have writing must use other means to communicate, for example, drawing, painting, symbols. This story of the Mother of God has a broad relationship with the prophecy of chapter 12 on the Apocalypse, on the book of Revelation. Juan Diego died in 1548 with a reputation for holiness, and Pope St. John Paul II canonized him. Our Lady of Guadalupe, the patron saint of Mexicans, the Empress of America, is known throughout the world. She is the Mother of God in America, and today, as yesterday, invites us to approach her, telling us, "Why are you worrying? Am I not here because I am your mother? Why are you worrying? Am I not here because I am your mother?" And as the Mother of God, she teaches that with God, we always win.